Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code GOALS at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code GOALS. Monarch. The modern way to manage money.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Nima Ramani, president of the West Coast Trial Lawyers Association and former federal prosecutor, about the case against Rex Huerman and the evidence spanning, you know, multiple years here and perhaps involves multiple crime scenes, multiple jurisdictions. It's a headache in itself for law enforcement just to put these pieces together and the investigators to go through all of that. What kind of challenges does that give to his defense and the prosecution to try and make sense of all that, put it into bite-sized pieces for a jury to understand, given the depth and the amount of information that's going to have to be processed? From an attorney standpoint, how big of a mountain is that? What kind of a hill is that to climb?
Oh, it's a huge one. So, you know, on the prosecution side, they're going to have a lot of resources, you know, FBI and so forth, because you have crimes committed across multiple states. We know, you know, there may be a victim in South Carolina, they're looking in New Jersey, they're looking at, you know, Las Vegas, and really any kind of cold case involving a sex worker, I mean, Huerman is going to be at least on the radar, you know. And then from the defense lawyer side, you know, I don't know what resource he is. I saw one attorney, he seemed to have an associate with him as well, but this is the type of case that is a full-time case that's going to take up months or years of your time if you're going to want to defend it correctly. So it's going to be a tough case already. And then you have, you know, a mountain of evidence, you know, across many years in many different jurisdictions. And, you know, the problem with a case like this is, even if, you know, you can convince a New York jury to miraculously acquit or even hang, you know, this is the type of case that's gotten so much publicity. It's almost like, you know, Harvey Weinstein, you know, was there in New York, he was prosecuted, but, you know, they brought him to California. And even though, again, he was convicted there, this is the type of case that, to the extent there's victims in any other state, they're going to prosecute Huerman. They're going to make sure that those victims get their justice. It's not just dealing with New York. He's going to likely have to deal with, you know, to the extent that he's connected to murders in other states, prosecutions in those jurisdictions too.
I mean, it almost feels like at the very least, even if for some reason something crazy happens and he's not convicted of the murders, the child porn charges right there that he had in his home, that's going to put him away for the rest of his life, likely, that alone.
Yeah, you know, and obviously on the federal side, there's those mandatory minimums, you know, 5 years plus. And there's no real discounts on, you know, federal sentences. You can get about 15% if you're a model inmate. So, you know, given he's almost certainly going to be convicted of that, I mean, there's really no defense. It's his computer. And those federal judges, they can be harsh sentencers and they can consider all sorts of relevant conduct. So, you know, it's just a matter of where a human's going to do his time, state or federal prison.
Being that this has crossed state lines, likely, although we haven't seen it officially, but I will probably get there at some point, could Huerman end up facing the death penalty on this?
Yeah, it's possible. We had a federal death penalty case recently involving the synagogue shooter, but I don't see it. You know, New York, I think, hasn't had a death penalty case in quite some time. So this strikes me as a life case, again, unless he ends up getting prosecuted in a death penalty jurisdiction. I think South Carolina is one of those.
When looking at all aspects of the investigation thus far, as an attorney, do you believe there's any areas here that have stood out to you that have been handled exceptionally well or poorly that might influence an upcoming trial on this?
You know, there was a lot of criticism of you know, the previous district attorney and, you know, some high-level folks in the office that were subject to a federal corruption probe. And, you know, there's folks there who are doing some federal prison time. Again, I don't know if that's the reason it took so long to find Huerman. I mean, obviously, Tony and I, you and I have talked about the nature of the victims. Sadly, unfortunately, easier to convict folks, young women who don't have families and the support that, you know, those types of victims, unfortunately, tend to go missing. And sometimes people don't look for them. But, you know, I would say, given the number of murders and the technology that we have, right? I mean, law enforcement has such a huge advantage, right? I mean, there's so many things in this case that we just didn't have 10 years ago, right? Your internet search history. Obviously, we talk about DNA evidence, how much more advanced it is. You know, you have surveillance videos, you know, and then obviously the cell site evidence, you know, again, even though he was using burner phones, his own phone was traveling with those burner phones. So given the advantage that the police department and, you know, DA investigators and federal agents have when it comes to investigating these cases, it does really make you question why it took so long to find them.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.